If you're hoping to hit the sledding hills this winter, you can learn some science lessons along the way. Hopefully those lessons will be about physics, not anatomy, from those bumps and bruises. We've got you covered, and we can offer some advice that can help you avoid a blistering run like this holiday legend.
Going for a new amateur recreational saucer sled land speed record, Clark W. Griswold Jr.
Remember, don't try this at home, kids. I am a professional.
Later, dudes. Later, rip, Hank Penn.
Chris Stockdale is an associate professor and assistant chair of the Marquette University Physics Department. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for letting me join. How are you doing?
Good. Well, as I understand it, your usual work involves detecting signals from supernovas in other galaxies. What leads you to look closer to home for some illustrative physics examples on the hills?
Yeah, just kind of when you see the snow out there, you just feel like you got to go slide. So it's just something you got to. You got to look. You got to have the home covered as well as like the megaparsecs away.
Now, one key lesson, of course, a big part of this is friction. What kind of lessons can we learn about friction and avoiding it as we're going down the slopes?
Well, the friction's actually not too bad. What's happening when you're sledding is you're kind of melting that little top layer of the snow, and so you're sliding on almost like a little layer of water between you and the sled and the snow. So generally the friction's pretty low, assuming it's pretty smooth. And then if you've got bumps or, you know, if people have been down and there's lots of divots, then you're going to have ice forming, and it's not going to be a little harder if you don't have that snowpack right there. So as long as you've got like a good snowpack there, you're doing fine. Once you start getting ice forming and all that stuff, then the sliding motion doesn't quite melt the ice as quickly as it does the snow. So then you're going to get some bumps.
So our best bet is to be the first one to hit the slopes after that fresh snow?
Yeah, be the first one to hit the slopes, or at least if you've got depending on the kind of sled you've got, you can kind of spread that out a little bit. So if you've got like one of those toboggans, whether it's a wooden one or whether it's a plastic one, they've got a big base along the bottom. And if you just lean left or right, you can steer. That gives you a lot of coverage to spread things out. And you're not too centered in. You want to have something that's pretty durable, because if you're not the first person to go down that hill, you're going to hit some rough patches. And if you've got one of those bigger inflatables, you might be able to, the vinyl ones, they tend to, they can be pretty helpful in, kind of cushioning your bump a little bit, giving you a little bump. If you've got just a rigid sled, then you're probably going to hit those bumps. You're going to feel those bumps a lot more.
Now, suppose someone with, more flexibility and younger bones than I have wants to catch some air. What's the spot we're looking for to get a jump?
Well, it depends on your. You're gonna need a spot there where you can get a little bit of a ramp going up, or some kind of bump there. But if you're like a moguls or something like that, if you're just going down a straight hill, not too bad. But if you want the jumps, I'd go with something that's probably gonna let you get up a little higher. So if you get, probably not a big, obviously not a big toboggan or something like that. Maybe one of those flexible flyers. The round ones, the little discs, those can get you probably some good bumps because you're limiting your contact there. They're harder to steer maybe, but you're probably going to get a better chance of getting a lift than a longer, bigger sled.
Now, how about weight distribution? One big person or a couple people on a sled? Are we trying to spread out as much as we can?
I'd spread it out because if you're going one way or the other, you're going to snowplow somewhere. So if you spread it out, it makes it a little more even, keeps the force on all parts of the sled a little smoother, so you're not kind of likely going to lean. If you start having weight distribution one way or the other, you're going to start maybe tipping the sled either forward, backward, or left, right, and you kind of don't want that unless you do want to wipe out, which is fine.
Now you've got this is from a few years back, but you've got a video on YouTube of you explaining some of these physics lessons on a hill in Milwaukee, I believe. Do you have some favorite sledding hills in the Milwaukee area, or do you want to keep them secret so you can be the first one out?
No, I think there's a lot of good ones there. I've we were out at the one which is over there by coming down off of Lafayette, I think, along the lake, right near where there's the coffee shops right across the street. That was a nice spot. Any spot where you have, where you've got a nice long slope down, and you're not running into traffic or right into like a fence or something like that. Because you don't want to, as you were listening to the Clark W. Griswold there, you don't want to bottom out into the lakefront drive or something like that. That would not be good.
And you got to be honest with me here, Chris. As you're whizzing down a hill, are you carefully thinking about the mass and acceleration and the physics equations? Or are you thinking about how you're going to stop safely at the bottom?
I'm just having fun. hopefully that I'm just not going to crash somewhere. You get older, a lot younger, maybe you didn't worry quite as much. But you start getting older, you're like, don't want to end up having to go to the emergency room on this one. So.
Good lesson. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me join you. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a little more snow up there so we can go out and hit the slopes.
Excellent. That's Chris Stockdale, Associate Professor and Assistant Chair of the Marquette University Physics Department, talking with us about the science behind sledding.